Locker room chats continuing here as we get set for the start of another basketball season here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Now time to talk Jackson Heights, and we're joined by the girls' coach, that is Madison Massey. It is brought to you by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, before we really dive into 23 and 24, just a tip of the cap to a kind of a historic senior class that you lost from last year that went 18-5. Of course, they had the run throughout the last few seasons, the dominance in the NEKL and the long winning streak in league play, and just such a good group and a very talented group that you lost. Just kind of a tip to the cap to that senior group that you lost from last year.
Yeah, you know, we lost four really key players to our team, and they scored a lot of our points. They made our defense work. They were long and lengthy. So just having them last year just made things a lot easier to get what we wanted to get done. And we definitely will miss them. You know, they're a couple thousand point scorers, lots of accolades. They definitely left their mark on Jackson Heights, for sure.
Well, now you got to kind of turn the page, so to speak, and get ready for a start of a new year. And you obviously still have some key returning pieces back, and I want to start in the backcourt here. A couple that come to mind, Bryn Shute, McKinley Mulroy. They kind of step in now, maybe have their roles expand a little bit. What do you see from those two and kind of the expectations for them?
Well, Bryn Shute, she's really going to have to step into that point guard position. Last year, she was off the bench, gave us a few key minutes towards the end of the season. She was starting to step in a lot more. She's just young, and this year I hope to see her confidence really raise so she can step up and score some points for us and give us a defensive spark. Unfortunately, McKinley Mulroy decided not to come out, so we're definitely going to miss her presence on the court.
Well, let's talk about Dawson Cochran, a girl that was all NEKL honorable mention a year ago, and what's kind of the expectation for her down there in the post?
Dawson, man, she can play all positions. Right now we have her playing guard and post, just depending on the lineup that we have in, and she just does so many good things for our team, as well as being our primary leader. She's just a very positive presence for our team, and I'm really proud of the way she stepped up this year so far, and I know that she's going to take us places. She can rebound really well. She can shoot the three. She's really just all-around weapon for us.
Are there any underclassmen that have kind of caught your eye here early that have maybe kind of worked their way into the rotation and find some minutes here?
Yeah, last year, Savannah Catterall and Chesney Cochran, they played a lot of JV minutes for us. Also, Taylor Bosley, she started for us last year. She's going to step in and have to score more points. She's a big three-point threat. Also, a couple freshmen, Jen Mellies, she's a post, and she's really been working hard in practice, and I look to get her into the rotation. If not soon, you know, later on in the season, she's got a lot of potential, as well as some of those other freshmen. So a lot of youth, a lot of growing to do, and I think we'll see that throughout the season.
Finally, Coach, a tall task here in game number one on Friday. You get a home tilt with Royal Valley out of the Big Seven. What can you tell us about this Royal Valley team? How much prep have you done for them, and what's kind of the expectation for game number one?
Yeah, you know, they lost a few key players as well, so I think it's going to be a good matchup, and I look forward to seeing what Boucher has planned for us. You know, first game of the season, you never really quite know what to expect. You kind of prepare for what they did last year, but they can always throw a few kinks in there for your team, but they're fast, they're quick. I know that they're going to push the ball. We're going to have to really focus on defense and limiting them second chances, making sure we box out and get the rebound.
There it is, Jackson Heights girls basketball coach Madison Massey joining us. We appreciate it very much, getting set for a tilt on Friday at home against Royal Valley. Of course, one you can watch on the Cobra channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. It'll also be broadcast live on KNZA 103.9 as we get the basketball season rolling this week. Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck Friday against Royal Valley.
Thank you.